A word for you from Acts chapter 1 verse 11. And said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. Of course, you should know that this is the part of the Bible that refers to his ascension. You might be surprised that this word for you comes directly after the previous one, which referred to Colossians chapter 3 verses 1 and 2, where it says, Set your minds on the things above. In other words, look towards heaven. And here the disciples were told, Why are you looking towards heaven? It's not a contradiction. It is that God wants us to look in the right direction at this very present moment, keeping your mind on the things of heaven, while looking and doing the things that he's commanded you to do. Yes, it's obvious that they were gazing into heaven because their Lord, their Savior now, was rising up into heaven, and they were astonished, they were amazed. And here the two angels come. The angels say, But men of Galilee, why are you looking in that direction? In other words, get busy with what Jesus has commissioned you. They had just been given this marvelous commission to go and preach the gospel to the whole wide world and to stay in Jerusalem until they receive power from above and then to go out. They had a lot to do. Their hands were to be busy with the things of God. It's not that they were to still just be passive and look up into heaven and to just do things that were with their mind, but they were to use their hands. They were to get busy with what God was busy with. And he was busy with the gospel. He was going to fill them with his Spirit. They were to be busy with each other, having fellowship with each other. And here they were, gazing up into heaven. So yes, while Colossians says, set your minds on the things above, we can do that while also doing the things that Jesus has commissioned us to do. We are not to be so busy with gazing up into heaven that we are so abstract and incapable of doing God's work that we miss out on the things that we are directed to do. So while we look to the things above, to our salvation, to all that Jesus is for us, let us do what he's told us to do.